When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
And the ball game's over, and the Giants have won Super Bowl 46.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
Line four's on the right.
How many runs did they score?
Not that Maggie.
On the Fan. McMonagle here with you for 3 hours. I got you till 5 in the warm-up show. Me and Alex riding with you till then. Give us a call, why don't you? 888-808-1019. 888-808-1019. And it's here. That's right. We are, what, 16 hours away, if I'm doing my math correctly? I think so. I wrote it down. 16 hours away from the trade deadline. And already paying dividends as the Mets bounce back after two losses to Atlanta to pound the Minnesota Twins, who just show up to New York and forget how to play baseball. It's glorious. Did you see how many letters were on the back of the starting pitcher's jersey? I mean, it was unbelievable. And then, of course, the New York Yankees have now scored 40 runs in their last four games. I don't think they scored 40 runs the entire month of July prior to this. 40 runs! They have complete... It feels like a completely different team. And I'm not going to say we're back. I'm not going to say the Yankees are back. What I am going to say is the juice is back. The feeling is back. Watching this lineup, I understand now me and you wake up at different times. Or maybe not me and you. You and I might wake up at the exact same time if you're listening to me at 2:03 in the morning. But I wake up to the news that they're DFAing Jones. They're DFAing J.D. Davis. Right, they're off the team. And instead, look at this lineup. They were hitting first and cleanup. Now the lineup's completely different. You got Ben Rice hitting eighth. Ben Rice was the leadoff hitter. Ben Rice was the three hitter. Ben Rice was the cleanup hitter. It was completely different. Watching Jazz Chisholm play third base, he looked fine there. I know there was a clip circulating earlier in the day of him struggling in warmups at third base. He looked fine to me during the game. They absolutely pound the Philadelphia Phillies' best team in baseball. Yes, they're struggling too, and they've lost four series in a row. But I don't care. This is the Yankee team that can't beat good teams. This is the Yankee team that's been terrible for a month and a half plus. This is the Yankee team that can't score runs. This is the Yankee team that has been an absolute joke and embarrassment. And that's all true. And over the last handful of days since that disastrous loss Friday night, and we look to that as hopefully rock bottom right now, three games in a row for the first time, and I can't tell you how long, and they're scoring runs, and the middle of the lineup, Judge and Soto doing what they do. They're on fire. Judge is otherworldly, already up to 99 RBIs. He's on pace for damn near 60 home runs and 150 RBIs. The man is a beast. Soto is so good. Watching Soto and that at bat against Wheeler. And it's not just Philadelphia. They did this against one of the best starting pitchers in all of baseball, in Zach Wheeler. But to watch Soto in that at-bat where he battles for a 9-10 pitch at-bat and finally gets to the first curveball he sees and laces it down the line, he is so good with runners in scoring position. He is so good in the big at-bat. Every pitch is a battle. It is incredible to watch. And you know what they're going to do, but now you add what you've seen from the rest of the lineup, and hopefully they're not done. But you see what they're doing at the rest of the lineup. Verdugo at the top has been completely different. actually hitting Volpe ninth where he kind of belongs, right? To me, I've been up and down with where I want Volpe. I don't want him at the top of the order right now. I don't mind him sixth or seventh to get in front of the seventh and eight, nine hitters and maybe steal some bases and manufacture some runs. I don't mind him hitting ninth at the bottom of the order. But it feels different when Volpe is now not relied upon to be the guy, but to be the nine hitter. When Ben Rice can be the eight hitter. When Torres can be the sixth, seventh hitter. Stanton back in the lineup. And you know what? I know he didn't get any hits. He walked his final at bat, but he didn't have any wild swings. He actually looked somewhat competent up there. I was actually rather impressed with Stanton's first couple of at bats of the season. Coming back from injury. Which, by the way, let's just take a second. I know we're going to laugh and everything, and this is kind of funny. The idea that Stanton missed 28 games is a miracle. Think about it. He never, it's a month, that's it, 28 games? That guy's usually gone for 2.5 months. To get him back in 28 days seems like a borderline miracle for this game against Philadelphia. And right now, this Yankee team, and it is amazing what one move can do. And Jazz Chisholm has been, in two games, everything you could want him to be. It's two home runs, yes, one off a position player. I don't hold too much water into that. But just the idea of his athleticism, he steals third the other night in Fenway. He looks perfectly fine playing third base. Should have turned two double plays, turned one on his first play. At the end of the game, gets a ball down the line and saves it from being a double. He looks like he could play the position to me. But as good as it feels right now, and you know what? I understand they're the Yankees, and no one is taking bows, and no one is getting moral victories. But you know what? As Yankee fans, can we enjoy three straight days of dominant baseball? Can you enjoy three straight days of actually scoring runs and having good at-bats top to bottom? I think we can. I think we could finally, for a second, watch this team and feel pretty damn good about it for once, because the difference in the lineup is enormous. With Ben Rice, Ben Rice is the perfect example of the difference of this team. Yes, he hits a home run. Yes, he's been pretty positive as a rookie. He's had his slumps. He's had his hot stretches. He's had his moments. He hits a home run in this game. Him hitting eighth as opposed to first or cleanup. And then obviously J.D. Davis and Jamai Jones both gone. It feels like this is what we're supposed to be looking at. He's supposed to come up for an injured Rizzo and hit eighth or ninth. He's not supposed to be thrusted into the leadoff spot because they don't have better options. And the idea that Verdugo and Glaber, and I'm going to talk a lot more about Glaber because I'm still on the no-trade Glaber zone. I can't believe it. Like, I understand, go out there, and they need to continue to add. And the captain again said today, other teams are making moves. Maybe we could start making moves. Obviously, they already made one in Chisholm, and it sounds like Flaherty from Detroit is a major possibility. The Yankees are high on him. The Yankees are involved on him to get another starting pitcher. You could see Nestor Cortez go if that trade is made. I would be totally on board with that. And what we've seen from the starting pitching the last 2 days, Luis Gil again. Now he's put together four straight positive starts. And ever since, and thank you, Luis Severino, you might have insulted the New York Yankees saying they only have two hitters, spitting facts. But the fact of the matter is he's helped with this slider because at the start of the year, it was fastball changeup from Luis Gil. That got stale. It got figured out along with maybe just a bad stretch. And now since that tinkering of the grip on his slider, it's by far the most dangerous pitch he has. He's carving up this Philadelphia lineup, throwing 99 miles an hour. He doesn't look taxed to me. He doesn't look gassed to me. He doesn't look like the end of his rope to me. He doesn't look like tired or someone who needs to desperately go to the bullpen to me. He looks like a starter I want to throw in a playoff series. Followed that by Carlos Rodon and the good performance he gave you. The starting pitching in the last 2 days have been huge. The offense has scored 40 runs, and watching it feels completely different. And yes, it's the deadline. And this is the time for Brian Cashman. I talk a lot about Brian Cashman, okay? I think I get an unfair rap on him because I knock him too. I said in the offseason they could move on from him. I've killed him for bad moves. I just don't accept the idea that he's the worst thing ever and everything he's ever touched is a disaster. And because he hasn't won a World Series since 2009, it's been a joke that the Yankees have carried him. I don't go that far. And unless you hate Aaron Boone with all of the passion of a thousand suns or Brian Cashman, you're some sort of Yankee shill. So I'll own it. And this is the moment right now for Brian Cashman to go out there and continue to add to this team. They have a day. They need another starting pitcher. I would add another offensive player, preferably an infielder. I would go see if I can get Jonathan India. I would go see if I can get another offensive player to this team, and I'll figure it out. I don't want to trade anybody. I've seen a lot of rumors that Verdugo could go. I don't want to move Verdugo. What do I want to move Verdugo for? I know the roster might be tight. I get it. And I'm not trading Gleyber Torres either. I know he had another error in this game and a bungled turn, double play turn where the slide was a little funky and he couldn't get it out of his hand. We all know what he is. But right now he's hitting. What's the matter with a good bench? We'll figure out. He doesn't want to play third. Fine. He can sit on the bench for half the time. I don't care. What are you going to get for Gleyber Torres? You're not going to get anything. I'm trying to help this team right now. I'm not trying to trade him for some pitching prospect that who knows when he'll be even a part of this team. I want this team right now to be the best it can be. And right now, that's Gleyber Torres as part of this team. It's Verdugo as part of this team with more additions. You know guys are going to get hurt. You know what's going to happen. You can't trust that Stanton's going to be able to stay healthy the rest of the way. And the idea that the manager is still talking about DJ LeMahieu getting time against lefties and that he doesn't want to close the door, slam that thing shut, lock it twice, and let it go. DJ LeMahieu needs to be the guy. No longer on this team. I can't trade for him. Just cut him. Show that you are intent on winning this season. Keep the players who are hitting and get rid of the ones who aren't and bring in more who continue to hit. But the vibe around the team, and I believe, you know, a lot of stuff's been said about Jazz Chisholm. I understand the different kind of guy he is. In Miami, his act may have worn thin. That incident where he dumped the water on the female reporter kind of did not put him in the best of light. But Jeter has... you know, put his hat in the ring for him. CC Sabathia has, and he's come up here. He said everything right, and he's played good baseball. He hits an opposite home run off of Wheeler in this game, and that's real. I mean, you want to break down the game. We understand what happened. The offense exploded. Good at bat after good at bat, power. Judge is just otherworldly, and when he's in the middle of a lineup where you have someone hitting in the one spot, you have a legitimate threat in now what's become of Austin Wells and now Stanton back, and now you can move guys down the list and down the order, and you add Chisholm to the middle of it, and now you got Ben Rice hitting eighth. That's the kind of team we've been waiting for. This is the kind of team that I've been telling you about is around the corner, as it was ugly against the Mets. As it was ugly from Fenway to Fenway. A month and a half ago when they dropped that series in Fenway after the Verdugo home run, they win game one, they lose the next two, and it's been crap up until Friday night in Fenway. That Fenway to Fenway gap of just disaster that was the New York Yankees hopefully ended in Fenway Friday night because they look like a completely different team. And it's not just, hey, they've been lucky for a couple days. They have a different guy in there. Verdugo and Torres are completely different players. And right now it just feels like this team is ready to take off. It feels like a rebirth. It feels like part three of a season with aspirations to go win a World Series. It does. Part one was excellent. Part two was disgusting. And part three feels like it's just getting started. And we don't even know who's ready to take this team to the next level. As Brian Cashman, as I told you, he will make moves. I have no doubt more trades are coming today. Whether it is Flaherty to add to the rotation, which means either Nestor is able to be traded and he still has value considering his contract and everything else. He still has value. Or does it mean now Hill moving to the bullpen? Do they go out and get another bullpen? They probably need at least one or two more arms. I don't know if it's going to be Scott. I don't know if it's going to be a closer type pitcher or just another good solid relief pitcher. But moves are going to be made. This roster feels already different. The vibes around the team feel already different. And right now, as they get, if they take another game or sweep Philadelphia, I mean, I think that's enough of a sample size with the Red Sox series and now beating the best team in baseball in Philadelphia to feel like this season's starting to turn around. A phrase that seemed to bother a lot of Yankee fans when Aaron Boone said it a few days ago. They are starting to turn it around. And 40 runs in 40 days and just watching the team feels unbelievably different. And now today it's the calling on Brian Cashman. Your captain saying it. You know the fan base is ready for it. Go out there and improve this team further. You got 16 hours to get it done. And I firmly believe he will make moves. I don't know if they'll be the right ones. I don't know if it'll help the team. I don't know if these four games and 40 runs are the high watermark of what's left of a miserable season. Everything's on the table. But I know Brian Cashman's not going to sit it out. I know this team's going to look different. It already does. And just watching guys who belong at the bottom of the lineup back in the bottom of the lineup tells you all you need to know about what they were just a week ago and what they are now. But I don't want to trade Glaber. I don't want to trade Verdugo. I don't want to bring in Jonathan India and then get rid of those two guys just as they're starting to hit. I don't know what Jonathan India will do. And I understand how we feel about Gleyber Torres. I said this yesterday. I'll say it again. I want nothing to do with Gleyber Torres moving forward. Nothing. I don't care if he would play for free. My son lost a tooth yesterday in the pool, of course, of all places. Dad, I lost a tooth. I'm like, get out of the pool. You're bleeding. My son lost a tooth. I don't care if Gleyber Torres would play for Tooth Fairy money. I don't want him on the team next year. But right now, we talk about, I hear Keith say it all the time, stack the deck. How about a bench? How about multiple guys who you feel somewhat confident about offensively? There's no room for DJ LeMahieu. There's room for a Gleyber Torres hitting right now. They'll find the space. They'll find the room. I can't count on Stanton staying healthy. I can't count on Jason Dominguez coming back and being good and or healthy. I can't count on those things. I'm seeing Verdugo over the last four games change this lineup by him hitting leadoff. I've seen Gleyber Torres hit 300, be a completely different pit player over the last 3 weeks. I'm not trading that away. I don't know what's coming in. I don't know how they'll perform. I'll deal with a loaded roster. I'll deal with having to maneuver guys around. I'll deal with having to give guys days off. I'll figure it out. I am not sending away a single player who is productive right at the moment. Not one. Why would I? For what? I am not at the point, I know many Yankee fans are, that Gleyber Torres is some, you know, it would be addition by subtraction just to get rid of him. I'm not there. Because he booted a ball at second base. I get it. They need offense. And we'll see what else Brian Cashman can bring. Talking about, we'll get into some of the names. Jack Flaherty with the Tigers. They have relief pitchers. They have a slightly above average hitting third baseman. Let's see what kind of package Brian Cashman can get done. But there is still time. Multiple things need to be done. But this team isn't back yet. This team isn't the front runner. This team isn't the favorite. But what I will tell you right now is they look completely different. They've scored 40 runs in the last four games. They lead the American League in runs scored, amazingly enough. And they are right there battling for first place and the wild card against teams like the Minnesota Twins who can't keep up with the Mets. And we'll get to the Mets. 888-808-1019. We'll get to their offense. But we'll get to the way the bullpen was used yesterday and my major issue with it and my major concern about what they're thinking about with one particular reliever who was used in yesterday's game who better freaking stay there. 888-808-1019. So we'll get to the Mets coming up. We got baseball here to start. Looks like Aaron Rodgers is a little frustrated at camp. Maybe we'll get to a little bit of football as well as we take you on this Tuesday trade deadline day. Let's go, Brian. I know you're up. I know you're listening. Let's go. Make me feel proud to be the biggest Cashman shill this side of the Mississippi.